You're listening to SBS News.
Australia's first social inclusion index has revealed a quarter of Australians experience name-calling and are disrespected at least once a week, while almost one in four Australians have also experienced major discrimination over the past 2 years, from being overlooked for a job or being refused a bank loan. That is according to Inclusive Australia's new Measuring Social Inclusion report from researchers at Behaviour Works Australia, a branch of Monash University's Sustainable Development Institute. Researcher Professor Liam Smith says the index is the product of collated survey data from the past few years.
We surveyed around 1,200 to 1,400 Australians in three waves over the past 2 years and asked them a suite of questions around their experience of prejudice.
The index scores out of 100 on five key measures, these being absence of prejudice and discrimination, belonging and well-being, contact and friendship, volunteering to help and advocating for inclusion. Australia scored a total of 62 out of 100 in December 2018, up from 61 the year before and unchanged from May 2017 when it was also 62. Behaviour Works research fellow and the report's co-author, Quinn Joe, says the research particularly focuses on prejudice.
We measured prejudice by asking people whether they agreed with certain statements, so things like, people from racial minorities are too easily offended, or I wouldn't mind if a suitably qualified person from a racial minority was appointed as my boss. And I think overall, it's a bit of a mixed picture. So overall, we find that the majority of Australians aren't highly prejudiced, but we do see a sizable minority who are.
Just over one in four Australians were found to be highly prejudiced towards religious and racial minorities. That result didn't surprise Federation of Ethnic Community Councils of Australia CEO Mohammed Al-Kafaji. He says in order to end discrimination, there needs to be more investment in integration programs.
Prejudice and discrimination comes from, sadly, ignorance. And I think for a country that prides itself on being one of the most successful multicultural nations in the world, we need to do better in making sure that we facilitate opportunities for people to meet and to understand each other's differences and each other's backgrounds. And I think once we do that, we quickly realise that there is a lot more in common than there are differences.
Similarly, Professor Smith says they found 25% of Australians were also highly prejudiced towards Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people.
Particularly for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, they were one particular group that had higher levels of prejudice towards them. So we measured prejudice by using a pretty validated scale. It's been around for a long time and been used a lot in trying to measure people's subtle prejudice, essentially. And it asked questions like, most politicians care too much about insert minority group here, and in this case, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander community.
Of the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people surveyed in December 2018, 54% had experienced discrimination at least once every week, up by 14% from the year prior. However, Ms. Zhao argues it isn't all bad, with half of all survey recipients saying they would intervene if they witnessed discrimination.
One of the promising findings to come out of the research is that people are quite willing to take action to support social inclusion. So we asked people about their willingness to volunteer their time to help people from more disadvantaged backgrounds to ensure equality across Australia. And a lot of people were quite willing to carry out some of these behaviours, so volunteering, helping out, giving up their time to help people from different groups.
The researchers are hopeful that over time enough data will be collected to accurately map Australia's attitudes to social inclusion. While FECA CEO Mohammed Al-Kafaji is hopeful the report will prompt government action.
There are wonderful programs in the community out there. Many of them are unfunded and aren't sustainable. So I hope that this report, and amongst other reports, is a good tool and a good measure for our politicians and our political leaders to realise that there is an investment that needs to be done in the community in these programs. And I hope that there is some substantial funding in community social cohesion building programs.
Bethan Smolenik, SBS News.